Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. And I've got that right jolly old elf herself, Kristen Hildebrand.
Hello.
Right here to talk more about decorating fresh greenery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yesterday you talked about getting out in the woods, which is good physical activity.
Yes.
And cutting that greenery, maybe a day or two or three before we're going to use it.
Yeah.
And then soaking it.
Yes.
Just the ends of the stems, correct?
I was going to say really the whole stem, but your cut stems.
Okay, the cut stems. All right. We're going to soak that, so make sure it's taking up as much water as possible, correct?
Exactly. Soak it up.
All right. So we've got it ready. We've got all our different kinds. Maybe we've cut some magnolia, and we've cut some cedar, and we've cut some pine, maybe even some hemlock, some holly. All right, now what are we going to do with it?
Okay, so this is the important part. Today we're going to be talking to you about how to make a winter container garden design. So besides, gathering up all your greens that we just did a couple days in advance, go ahead and prepare your container garden that you're going to be using. And Chris, with this winter container garden design, you can actually place it close to your front door or wherever your guests intend to, enter your home. So some people actually, if they've got an entrance, they to their home, like down by the road, they've got, big urns that they can set out there, especially if it's set up on, some post. And it's also a nice way that you can decorate that area. So wherever you've got that perfect entrance to greet your holiday guests, that's where you're going to be placing this. But as far as the actual container goes, it needs to be able to handle the winter conditions. So make sure it will withstand those cold temperatures. And then go ahead and make sure there's a couple possibilities here. So one possibility is that you can clean out whatever used to be in those containers and just use the soil media. And you can moisten the soil media so that way that there's plenty of moisture in that. Or what I like to use, and it does help with the freshness of it, is I like to buy at the big box store or a floral department, you can find a wet block of floral foam. And you need to make sure it says wet block of floral foam because there is something that's good for artificial. But anyway, you're going to buy that, and what you're going to do is you're going to fill up your kitchen sink with water and just gently put that on top so that way it's going to soak up all of the water that's in that kitchen sink, kind of like a sponge. And so you're going to let that soak for a couple hours. And basically, after you've done that, if you're using the block, go ahead and attach it to the container. I always like to use a floral tape, or if you've got white clear tape, that works just as good. But secure the actual block of floral foam to that container. Now, whenever you're creating this winter container garden design, I always like to use a different variety of the greens so that way we have a nice kind of winter container garden design combination. So, Chris, I know you've heard me talk about it before, and if you're an avid listener of the Get the Scoop radio show, if you're creating a container garden, it has to have three different types of plants, and that's what we call thriller, spiller, and a filler. So you need to have some greenery that's got some height to it to kind of help draw your eye up. And then there's the spiller, which kind of spills out of that container, kind of softens the edges. And then you've got the filler to kind of fill in between the thriller and the spiller. So if you've got something as far as a thriller, you can use like a lantern if you want that night kind of a touch of a glow. You can do that. I've seen people take tomato cages and turn them upside down, and then they put lights on it, and that was their thriller. But anything that's got some nice height to it is going to be really, really pretty. Now, as far as the spiller goes, you can use basically anything. Pine has that nice kind of curvature to it. Spruce does too. So you can kind of use, place that thriller first, and then the spill will kind of spill out. And basically, you just go kind of around that floral block or around the container using the soil media. Basically, make sure all that's covered. And then basically, you use whatever you have left over to kind of fill in. So I always like to use magnolia to kind of fill in, especially if I'm using that block of floral foam, and it just covers that mechanics really well. So don't forget, Chris, you can always add other embellishments like floral picks. You can add pine cones or even some red berries. That'll be really, really pretty.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to come back with Fresh Greenery Part 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be using the grapevines, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. We'll come back not only tomorrow to see the grapevines, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy Dye & Reed and our friends over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.